Sonic Erotica.
There's a guy at my work, and he's a lot younger than me. And before I actually took the job, I was interviewed by him over the phone a few different times prior to that, and I'd never met him before. And months and months before, having spoken to him many times on the phone, I always thought his voice was incredibly sexy. And I guess it was in the back of my mind because it had been a very professional relationship, but I was dying to meet him. And then when I started at work that first day, I was pleasantly surprised to find that he was a very young, incredibly fit-looking, extremely sexy 23-year-old guy. And again, I'd have to say, honestly, I put my carnal thoughts of him in the back of my mind, but we were working together every single day and the chemistry between us was palpable. And I felt that this wasn't a case of me being having my fantasies run away with me and it being one-sided, and that made it all the more tantalizing, the thought that there was a very secret, very discreet kind of shared attraction between us that we never discussed. And I always had these fantasies, the moment that the office would be vacated for some weird reason, it was just him and I in the office. I couldn't help it. I was just acutely aware that he was in the other room alone and that there was no one in the office and that we could lock the door and nobody would be able to know what we did. And my work would just stop and I would have these images of him sort of approaching me from behind and pulling my hair aside and kissing my neck and spinning me around and just throwing me on the desk and pulling my skirt up, undoing his pants, and just, it was just ridiculous. And then one day we worked back late, and again, like I said, we've never discussed this. And we finished up, we locked the office and we jumped in the lift, and we were going down in the lift and the lift stopped. Now, this isn't unusual because the lift in our building is crap and it always breaks down. So it just stopped for a few minutes. It got kind of stuck between floors, and I looked at him and it was almost as though it really happened, but I had a fantasy that I stepped forward and I grabbed him and I kissed him, and I knew that if I had really done that in real life, he would have absolutely lost control and it would have been the end. Because the feeling that we have, the energy exchange between us, is just so, it's rare. It doesn't happen very often in your life, and I can say it hasn't happened very often in mine. But I never did it. I got the giggles and he asked me what I was laughing at, and I said I just had a funny thought. And then we went our separate directions. And afterwards, about a month later, we were sitting in the office one day and he sent me a message on the Skype, like the inter-office Skype, just some dodgy comment. And within about 5 seconds, we'd started actually talking about the attraction that we had for one another. So we were sitting in a crowded office surrounded by colleagues who knew absolutely nothing, having never discussed this feeling that we had for one another before. And so I wrote to him the fantasy that I had that day in the lift, and he wrote back that he wished I'd done it. And then we started exchanging small fantasies that we'd had about each other in the office up until then. And it was one of the most erotic experiences of my life, using the Skype with him. And then after that, nothing's happened, and it probably never will, because if we take it away from what it is, it probably will be disappointing perhaps. But it's been fun.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.